Blog Talk Radio. I just want to start off a little bit differently today, and then I'm going to come back and talk about it. Have you ever heard this? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. So welcome to another Sunday with Minister Sheila and myself. We are here to talk about whatever, you know, God has placed on the heart of Minister Sheila and whatever he's given me to talk about. And sometimes it's the same thing, and sometimes it's stuff that's aligned together, and sometimes it's different things. But the main thing that you need to know is that we must make sure, her and I both, that what we're talking about are things that God has ordained for us to talk about. And so I thank God for him giving us the gift of prayer in order to, you know, seek him and talk with him to see, Father God, what is it that you want us to talk about? The program is called Let's Talk. God, what is it that is on the heart of humankind? God, what is it that is something that is troubling the hearts of the people in America, abroad, and everywhere? Because, God, your word is a global word. It's not just a word for America. It's not just a word for Minister Sheila and Cecilia. But, God, your word is everlasting and eternal. So that's why it's important that we all know that it's called Let's Talk. But sometimes the conversation is going to be us talking to God. Other times, the conversation is going to be us talking to each other. Other times, it's going to be us talking based on whatever thus say the Lord, whatever God gave us to talk about. So we want you to know that we do seek the Lord in the things that are discussed. We do seek the Lord in even the things that we may pray or say. Why? Because this is his program. Everything we do is about him. It's not about us. I know a lot of selfishness in this world is about me, 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 me. And when it's not about me, it's about I. So we covet that what we would talk about would be God. So with that, I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she's able to pray. I don't know if she is, because she's sometimes doing the program from work and different places. So I want to ask her if she could start off with prayer, and then I can pray, and then we can come back with her starting with whatever God has given her, or we can move to whatever is on the program as far as God, what he's given me. But the main thing is that we are obeying God. Minister Sheila?
Good morning. And I want to say thank you. Oh, God, I thank you, and I thank you for this day. I thank you for another day. I thank you for me being able to be up to walk, talk, hear, and listen, and to praise your name. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for the world that you have brought me into. I thank you for the family that you have connected me to, both bloodline and spiritual. Lord, I thank you for this day I have of life and love, and to praise and to thank you more. Lord, I thank you for my sisters, my sons, my brothers, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons. Lord, I thank you for all my family. Through you and without you, there would be no life for none of us. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for waking up Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser so that we might bring Let's Talk to you through the words and the knowledge and the thankful and the life that you have blessed us to have, and to understand that without you, we would not be we would not be here of peace and praise and the miracle and the mercy and the knowledge and life of love and peace through you, that we know that whatever that devil can put in front of us through you, we know it can be wiped completely out, can be thrown away, can be non-existent. So I ask you to thank you for the life, and I ask to thank you, to be able to thank you, to know to thank you, and to understand only to thank you, for I am here. My family is here. The God and love and Jesus in my heart and my life is here, cause and from you. I ask you to bless Prophet Antoine Thomas, that he might keep speaking the word and knowledge and knowing that through you his life is on the top house of prayer and knowledge with you. I thank you and ask you to bless Apostle Sandra Thomas, that her life has been through you, with you for so many years, and study growing of knowledge and words and wisdom of you, cause of you through our life, that we will be for you. I thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, the word of knowledge that he gives to us on our programs, and knowledge of words and life, that through life he is with you and for you, and his words of knowledge and encouragement. I thank you for Prophetess Alexa Celia Kaiser, that we have the wisdom of her in our life, and to preach and to continue to teach us and help us to understand that you are the Father that we can only have, and to bless us and to lead us the right way. I thank you and ask you to bless Minister Sylvia Kaiser, who is in our lives through you, and to know the knowledge and the words, and to help us connect with different speakers to understand and to help us learn the wisdom and the knowledge of you. I ask you to bless Dr. Serena Wright, that she is the knowledge of a woman, another woman of God, with the spirit and the knowledge and the know-how and the words that can be taught and brought to us through you. I thank you for Elder Kathy Kendall, that with her words can knowledge, Lord, the wisdom of you, Lord. I just thank you for the spirit. I thank you for blessing us, because I know without you, I would not be here this morning. I would not have awakened, or however you want to put it. I would not be here today without the blessing of life that you say, daughter, you have. You have another day. We have not been blessed to have every day. Some of us is not blessed to have another day. But Lord, I ask you to look over the families of the ones that did not make it another day, to let them understand that as we come, we must go, but to believe and to understand you before we go is the best thing of knowledge of life we can have, and to remove this Satanism, this demon, these devil's thoughts from this man, cleanse their mind, Lord, put that angel with them, understanding that life is through you. The devil will fool you, make everything look so big and beautiful, to have a powerful, ugly downfall that is really unconditionally wrong, but that's his life of ways to work with you. Lord, I ask you to bless us, to bring us through you, Lord, to teach the ones that don't know, to have someone to help them to understand the life through you. Lord, I ask you, look over this government, look over these lawmakers, these protectors that have been put into office or on the streets to protect us, that are really not protecting us in the way that the law should have had them to do. Lord, cover our streets with our young men, our young women, our elderly people, for each and every one that is in this world, Lord, to bless us, to keep us safe, and to know the knowledge and the safety and the love that is through you, and all this wisdom, this evilness, and this wrongfully that they know they are doing, to put a stop to it, Lord, put a stopper in it that cannot be removed. Lord, I need you to bless this world. We need your help. We need your help more than one way or another, Lord. We need you. And I ask you in the Lord, in the prayer, to understand, to bless us in the blood of Jesus, to reach us to the knowledge of you, to bless us in the blood of Jesus, Lord. We need you. And to understand that whenever there is a problem that I have experienced and I know so many of, to put it in your hands. You have the right answer, the right way, the right direction, the know-how that is best for us. You might want it this, but it don't mean it's wanted for you. To understand, to bless us and lead us in the right way, to answer us in the prayer of knowledge that you know is right for us. Lord, for each and every problem that we have, I know you can solve it. You can take us on the right directions. You can tell us which way to go. You can show us how to do it. Lord, take us by the hand and show us your way. It's the only way. The devil's way is a no-win way. Lord, please bless us. Help us to understand that life and love through you is worth more than the tallest mountain, the widest river, the biggest stone of gold, diamonds, or whatever doesn't match up to your love, your wisdom, your gift to us through life. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back in your hands, Prophet Apostle.
Amen. Father God, I agree with everything and every prayer that Minister Sheila has already prayed. I thank you for the ability to walk in unity, for the ability to walk in love, for the ability to want to obey you. God, I thank you for teaching us to accept what you allow. I thank you for the prayer that Sheila, Minister Sheila, has already prayed, and that not only did you hear it, God, but it shall come to pass. Because in the end, God, she said amen, and that means it is so, and so it is. Thank you, Father. Well, I just want to share a scripture with you, and then I'm going to share some other ones. So, it's a scripture, but I'm going to share it in four different versions. Genesis 2 and 7, NIV version. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. New King James, Genesis 2 and 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Genesis 2 and 7, Amplified Version. Then the Lord God formed, that is, created the body of man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being, an individual complete in body and in spirit. Genesis 7 in the Message Bible is verses 5 through 7. At that time, God made earth and heaven. Before any grasses or shrubs had sprouted from the ground, God hadn't yet sent rain on earth. Nor was there anyone around to work the ground. The whole earth was watered by underground springs. God formed man out of the dirt, from the ground, and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. The man came alive, a living soul. One of the things that we must remember is that the life that each and every one of us has, it came from God. The breath that each one of us breathed, it came from God. The power and the authority that we have been given in this earth, it came from God through Christ Jesus. The power to create mankind, humankind, humanity, it came from God. So yes, because he created us, body and soul and spirit, all as one at one time, just like the Father, soul, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Trinity versus the Triune, we were given such great abilities for innovation and creativity, which sometimes humankind goes a little too far. You'll see humankind creating robots and different things that look like mankind, humankind, humanity, and sounds like humanity, but it's not what God created. It doesn't have the ability to breathe air from God, both soul, mind, and spirit. To create a body that doesn't have a soul and a spirit, it's just a form of the image. For what God did has a triune. So yes, mankind knows how to create fish now, things like tilapia. They know how to create chickens now, you know, stuff like what KFC serves. I mean, God gave us such abilities, such creativity. God has given us so much. And one of the greatest things he's given mankind, humankind, humanity, is the ability to love. He allowed the first man that he created to name things. So therefore, that means that he gave Adam power. And so I want to share some of the definitions connected to power. Power is the ability to do something or act in a particular way, especially as the person that's in charge of something or the person that has the ability to influence and direct a particular behavior or course of action. Power deals with things that you can have local power, just power in your home, municipal power. You can have global power. You could be a president or a king or a queen and have even greater power over laws, over nations, over things that can and will not be. Another type of power is what, you know, man has created, the mechanical, electrical types of power. But what we're going to concentrate on is the power that God gives us, like a type of power of attorney, the power that you inherit from your parents and the power that we've inherited from God. And why? Because of the name of Jesus. We have power in the name of Jesus. We have power in the blood of Jesus that we've been engrafted with, that we've inherited from God. So what is a name? It's a word or a set of words by which a person, an animal, a place, or a thing is known or addressed or referred to. Not a title, many of us have titles, whether it's minister, whether it's apostle, whether it's prophet, whether it's teacher, whether it's pastor, whether it's doctor or designee or VIP or financial officer or chief or director or manager, those various titles. But we're talking about a name, that thing that is connected to your reputation, your character, your standing, your stature, your esteem, your prestige. When people hear your name, what's associated with it? Is it integrity? When people hear your name, what's associated with it, that you're a woman or a man? When they hear your name, is it associated with confusion? Is it associated with love? Is it associated with dependability? What is your name connected to? Is your name connected to your children? People know when they hear your name that your son or your daughter's or your grandchildren and thing, nieces and nephews, some of the things that Minister Sheila prayed about, it's associated with you. Is what is it in your name, the legacy of your name, the meaning of your name? Have you looked up your name to see, okay, what does your name mean? Do you actually know the importance of knowing what your name means? Do you actually even care about what your name means? Has anyone even ever told you what your name means? Has anyone even ever talked to you to say, did you know your name means this or your name means that? Or did you say, I don't really care, you know, what my name means. All I want you to know is that I've heard various things that my name means. I've heard various things that are associated with my name. When people hear my name, they think of this. When people hear my name, they think of that. What is associated with your name? Is it the power of the Holy Ghost? That you're a God-fearing man. You're a God-fearing woman. You are God's daughter. You are God's son. Do you know what your name means? Do you know what your name is associated with? Is your name associated with a saint? Or is your name associated with someone who did good or did evil? Is your name associated with a song? There's many of us that our names are associated with a song. Is your name also associated with other names? Or is it like someone can hear you and hear your name and they say, oh, yeah, Joseph, you mean Joe. Or, and your name is Gregory. They go, oh, yeah, you mean Greg. Have they shortened your name? Have they added stuff to your name? Well, let's talk about the name of Christ. Matthew 24:5 says, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will mislead many. Acts 4:7 says, and when they had placed them in the center, they began to inspire, by what power or in what name have you done this? Mark 9:33 says, John said to him, teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he was not following us. Luke 10:17, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Matthew 7:22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name cast out demons? In your name perform many miracles? Acts 4:10, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name, this man stands here before you in good health. Matthew 18:5, and whosoever receives one such child in my name receives me. Matthew 18 and 20, for where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst. John 14 and 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance of all that I said to you. Did you hear how much is in the power in the name of Jesus? Did you hear that? Well, because we talked about his name and his power, let's talk about a little bit more on the power of his name. John 1 and 3 says, all things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Colossians 1 and 17, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. We're talking about the name, the power in the name of Jesus. Luke 4 and 32, and they were amazed at his teaching, for his message was with authority. Yes, yes, yes. Mark 16, 17 and 18. These signs will accompany those who have believed in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Luke 10 and 17, and 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. We have been given power through the name of Jesus. We have been given authority through the name of Jesus in our relationship with God. How many of you have heard the song that says there is power in the blood of Jesus? I'm going to not sing this song, but I'm going to read the lyrics to this song. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you over evil and the victory win? There was wonderful power in the blood. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Sin stains are lost and life-giving flow. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, how we need your power every day, every hour. Lord, how we need your power every day and every hour. Lord, how we need your power every day, every hour. Lord, how we need your power. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There was power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb, in the precious blood of the Lamb. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Some may say, well, you went through the whole song. Well, it's because many times we've sung the whole song. Many times we've sat in the service and sang with others in unity. Remember he said when one or two are gathered in his name that he'll be in the midst. So we've been gathering in the name of Jesus. We've been gathering in the presence of the Lord. And where is the manifestation of the power? Many are lying about the power and talking about this or that was done, and they're going to be accountable to God. Because, see, sometimes the stuff is really happening, and sometimes people are just lying. They're walking in the very deceit of the enemy of our soul. But some people are laying hands on the sick, and they are recovering. And sometimes that first person is themselves. Some people are casting out devils in Jesus' name. Some are walking in the power and the authority in Jesus' name, in the blood of Jesus, in the heirship that we've been given through Jesus, because we confessed with our mouth and we believed in our heart that not only was he virgin born, but he is the only begotten of our Heavenly Father. When it comes to the name of Jesus, when it comes to the power in the blood of Jesus, when it comes to what we've been given from Jesus, we need to walk it out. Let's not declare and try to bamboozle or I'll just say it, pimp the name of Jesus and the power that God has given us, and say that it's happening when it's not. And even when it is happening, let's not try to market it like some type of marketing plan. But when we're bragging and boasting on his power, that lifts up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him, which when he draws them to him, they will be reconciled and restored back unto the Father. Men, women, children, boys, girls, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and so much more, grandchildren, greats, let's not forget that what we do for Christ, and only what we do for Christ, will last. Let's trust God. We don't need a marketing plan. We don't need to do all types of this or that. Because in the Bible, it talks about how God added to the church daily. If we obey God, God not only is a God that knows mathematics, he knows when to add. He knows when to divide, he knows when to multiply, and he knows when to subtract. God doesn't need the theory. He doesn't need how to know how to do polynomials. He doesn't need to know how to do trigonometry. He has a multiplication plan that humanity can't even fathom. What God did in 7 days, in 6 days, in 3 days, in 1 day, in an hour, in a minute, mankind don't even have a fathom of a theory or a conception to understand it. Although through our titles, doctor this or king this or chief that or apostle this or chief dictator or whatever we will call ourselves, sometimes we want people to think that we're more than what we are. We don't have to try to impress people. We have to obey God. And as we obey God, not only will he add to us and multiply things of our lives, he will bless us to be a blessing. His power will be shown in every area of our lives. He won't have to look for us because we'll be in his presence. He won't have to wonder if my son or daughter really loves me. Why? Because not only will our life show it, our conversation will reveal it. Everything about us will say that Jesus is Lord. Everything about us will say that he is King. We need the maturity of God. I'm going to go to something that God gave me, and I have to say that God gave me because I couldn't have thought of these great words. On Facebook, it says grown versus mature. Growing up is an automatic. It is. It's an automatic thing. So growing up is automatic. I did not say maturity is automatic. We transition yearly to the next chronological age. A one-year-old will be 2 years old the next year. You cannot decide that although it's 10 years later, I'm going to stay 2 years old. God did not create us like that. The times and the seasons still change. And I am speaking about time, not mental capacity or maturity. Maturity is another story. Because either the cares of life will force you to mature, or you will decide it is time to allow my growing up to match the required maturity for my age or circumstances in life. Let's ask God for wisdom for maturity. Ask God for his wisdom so that your growing up and your grown-up self can match the maturity required for such a time as this. For this enemy today of immaturity and lacking wisdom that we will see no more, leaders, parents, teachers, please know and accept and ask God for the heart to accept it, that it is to accept maturity. It is the season or past the season or needs to be the time and era for being mature, for the call on and in your life. Yes, the time for maturity can be forced on you or a choice. Let's choose. Let's make the choice to mature and walk in maturity. Somebody's reading you and needs your mature self to be there and show up for them for such a time as this, as the symbolic Esther or Moses in their life that's been called to intercede and to lead them to the promised land. Be integral, be transparent, be true, yes, like Jesus was and is. And so I share that with you about maturity and about growing up, because in order to utilize the power in the name of Jesus, to understand power, to understand the name of Jesus, to understand what you've been given, you're going to need the maturity of God to walk it out. You're going to need the wisdom of God to know when and when not to. One of the hardest things in life is to see someone given great power or great wealth that lack maturity. Some of us as parents weren't mature enough to be parents, but yet we were parents, and some of us were. And yet some of us that were parents were good parents, and we look at our children now, and we're like, oh, my goodness. And we're praying for our children because we see a lack of maturity. That's why we need to pray for God to cause our children to walk in the mature place for the season that they're in, for the mature place, for the timing that they're in, for the mature place, for the call that God has placed them in. There's a destiny. There's a call on our life that needs our mature self to show up. For the immature will lead others astray. Some of us, and definitely me, God is teaching me about the immature things that I might decide to do or not only dealing with my finances, but in the things that I might say. I have to ask God continually, daily, for his wisdom in my finances, continually, daily, just for my conversations, continually, daily, for what to pray, what to say, what not to say, where to go, where not to go, who to connect to, who not to connect to, not to be so easily trustworthy, not to trust everybody just because of their position or their title, but to learn how to watch people, to read people, to ask God for the understanding of people. Whether you're a leader, a parent, a preacher, a teacher, in life, we need the wisdom of God. We need the maturity of God, because what we forget sometimes is that our name is associated with God. We want to bring joy to people based on our relationship with God. We want to, when people see us, they see the love of God. They see the mercy of God. They see the hope in God. They see the power in the name of Jesus. They see the power in the blood of Jesus. They see the power in the heirship in our relationship. What is your name associated with? We need for our names to be associated with the power of God, with the blessings of God, with the love of God. We don't want our life to taint the very name and the power of God. Your name. Do people see the power of God in your life, in my life? Let's go to God and ask God that not only would people see his power and his authority in us and through us, but they would see his love. They would see his many, many blessings. They would see him. Many of us, our DNA definitely shows whose children we are. But we need that to be on the spiritual side too. We need for people to see us. Many people are calling themselves Christians. But do they really see us? Or do they see the show that we're putting on, the mask that we're hiding behind? We need for people to see us as a child of God that's walking in the power and the authority that we have been given through the name of Jesus, based on the verses that we already shared with you on today, based on the fact that Jesus is the Son of the one and only living God. Because of Jesus, we've been reconciled back to the very God that breathed life into humanity. It wasn't the wizard behind the curtain. No. It wasn't the man hidden behind the door. It wasn't this. It wasn't all of these things we see on TV. For we are great. We're in humanity. He's created us to be great, innovative, smart people. And when we come together, we're even greater and smarter. I mean, there is power in unity. Whether it's good or bad, there's still power in it. But we want the unity that we draw close to and that we collaborate in and that we unite in is that unity that lifts up Jesus so that he can draw all men into him. That unity that is a blessing to be a blessing. That unity that loves on purpose and with purpose. That unity that when people remember your name, your curriculum vitae, when you're gone on, it'll be books that you may have written by hand, but there'll be so many books that you've written by actions. That's all I have on today. Minister Sheila, I turn it over to you to make announcements about our programs, Eastern Standard Time and Central Standard Time, and programs on Sundays and Mondays and Fridays, and anything else the Lord has given you to say. And then you can close us out in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you for the words. I thank you for the encouragement. I thank you for the knowledge. And I thank you. And again, I just want to thank the Lord for the family of the bloodline of the spiritual family that he has connected us to. And I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the family tree that we are in of knowledge and the spirit of the Lord. I want to thank you for all that are listening to us each and every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on our Monday night, Iron Sharp Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also on Friday night with Elder Kathy Kendall at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those are our programs, our ministries of knowledge of the family, the children, sons, and daughters of God. Just want to bring the word and the knowledge to you and to inform you that his grace, his blessing, his mercy, life with him is no other than the greatest. We ask and pray that you listen to us and pass the word on so others can get the caring knowledge and love and the ministry and understanding and the love and the blessings that the Lord has and the Father God that have had put out here for us to tell you the wisdom and the knowledge and the greatness of the Lord. Lord, I come to you this morning with thanks of life and knowledge and words and wisdom that you have given me and you have given to my family of the blood and of the spiritual. Lord, I bless you in the spirit of the life and love. I bless you for blessing us with what Apostle Sandra Thomas, the leader in the knowledge of all through her life that she has been for you and have been teaching and learning others about you. I thank you for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser with the knowledge and the lessons and the blessings and the words that you have given her to learn and to teach us. I thank you for Apostle Antoine Thomas, the man of words and knowledge, of words that have enlightened the life of so many. I thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, the man that has words, the knowledge of teaching, and to inspire and to help you understand life with him, through him, and with God is like no other. I thank you for Minister Brandon and his family of knowledge and blessing him to know that you are the father among of all of us and to teach and to love, to praise and to bless us. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright, the woman with words of knowledge and encouragement that to bless us and to heal us and to show us the way. And thank you for Elder Kathy Kendall, that life and words of knowledge is through her from you. And I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser, the sister of blood, the sister of life and spiritual that is with you. I thank you for all our sons and daughters. Lord, I ask you to pray for each and every family. I ask you to pray for my daughters and their children. I thank you for my son and his children. I thank you for my nephew, Stanley Wright, to know, to understand that he is a knowledge young man that you have blessed into the family and to encourage him to learn and to understand, and he is also able to thank you. I thank you for my daughter, Tisha Wanda, to bless her and her family and bring and lead and teach them and bring them closer to you and to understand that the devil's world is not in their life. It's in their life and it should be out. I thank you for my other daughter and son, LaVon and Carlton, married, and their sons, to bless them. And to take the ones of my family, they're out to Six Flags. Lord, I ask you to bless them and keep them safe and to enjoy the life and enjoy the fun that you have blessed them to go to, but bring them home safely. And to all that is out at the amusement park, that's out in the streets, or at work, in church, on the streets, however it is, Lord, I ask you to bless us and bring us all home to you, to understand life is only with you. Lord, I ask you and I ask you and I thank you and I thank you and I praise you and I praise you and I praise you and I praise your name. Lord, I thank you to keep us all under your roof, in your hands, Lord. We are in your hands. Our hearts, my body, and our soul is in the spirit of life and it's with you. And I want to thank each and every one of you that is into this program this morning, however it is that you can listen, but never, never rise up in the morning or lay down at night and do not thank God and pray and say to him, thank you, because without you, I would not be another day. And until our next program, which is Monday night, Iron Sharp Iron with Sylvia, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Lord-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon. We thank you and we praise and we ask for you to tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear another powerful sermon, another power and blessing words from my Father God, along with his son, I call my big brother, Lord Jesus Christ. So you all have a nice and blissful morning, and all I want to say, God is in your life, and you need to accept it and take it as a whole, because without the whole love of God, your life will have a bigger hole that you need to close. And I want to thank you, and I thank you, and thank you. So have a nice morning.
And before we go off the air, don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And since we were talking about power in the name of Jesus, as we play A Quiet Place as we're going off the air, I'm just going to sing the name of Jesus. And if Minister Sheila wants to join in, that's fine. Or if she has to go off the air, that's fine. But we've been talking about the name of Jesus, so that's all you're going to hear with the music. So have a great day. Bye-bye and amen. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, power in me, life in me. Jesus, call on your name, Jesus, your wonderfulness, Jesus.